Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 8th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A last-minute breakthrough has paused a dangerous conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump announced a conditional two-week ceasefire with Iran, just over an hour before a critical deadline. The deal hinges on reopening the Strait of Hormuz, a vital global oil route. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, said Tehran would halt fighting if attacks against Iran stop, outlining a broader plan that includes compensation. Pakistan, acting as mediator, has invited both sides for talks in Islamabad. While Iran is portraying the deal as a victory, analysts say it reflects mounting pressure on its position. The next 2 weeks will be crucial in determining whether this pause leads to lasting peace. Another news. Markets are reacting swiftly to signs of debt escalation. Global oil prices plunged after the U.S.-Iran ceasefire deal signaled the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Benchmark Brent crude fell around 13%, dipping below $95 a barrel, while U.S. oil dropped even further. Stock markets across Asia surged, with major indexes in Japan and South Korea posting strong gains. Analysts say the ceasefire could ease supply disruptions that had pushed energy prices sharply higher since February. However, experts caution that damage to infrastructure may take months or even years to repair. For now, the agreement offers temporary relief to economies heavily reliant on Middle Eastern energy, especially across Asia. Around the world, a fragile truce reveals deeper divisions. Israel has endorsed the U.S.-led two-week ceasefire with Iran, but made clear it does not apply to Lebanon. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the pause depends on Iran halting attacks and reopening the strait. However, Israeli operations in Lebanon are expected to continue, despite earlier claims from Pakistan that the ceasefire covered that front. The conflict has already killed more than 1,500 people in Lebanon and displaced over a million. Israeli officials say they remain committed to countering threats from Hezbollah. As negotiations begin in Islamabad, the exclusion of Lebanon highlights how complex and incomplete this ceasefire truly is. Another news. A significant political shift is underway in Southeast Asia. Thu Lam has been unanimously elected as Vietnam's president while retaining his role as Communist Party chief, consolidating power in a way rarely seen in the country. The move makes him the most influential Vietnamese leader in decades, drawing comparisons to Xi Jinping in China. Thu Lam rose through the ranks as security minister, leading an extensive anti-corruption campaign. While Vietnam traditionally favors collective leadership, analysts say he has built strong alliances within the system. His leadership will now be tested by ambitious economic goals, including sustained high growth and major reforms in an uncertain global environment. Another news. A long and painful chapter has finally closed. Croatia has officially been declared landmine-free, more than 30 years after its War of Independence began in 1991. Over that time, authorities removed more than 100,000 landmines and hundreds of thousands of unexploded devices. The effort cost over $1 billion and followed decades of deadly accidents that killed more than 200 people and injured hundreds more. Survivors recall the constant fear of hidden explosives in homes and fields. Officials say the country can now move forward safely, but for many families, the emotional scars remain. It's a milestone of recovery, one that reflects both resilience and the lasting human cost of war. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.